I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1476, That Knowing Smile. Happy Resurrection Day, beloved podcast family. He is risen! I love hearing in my mind all of you say back, He is risen indeed. Let's go to the tomb today. You don't have to be afraid. Jesus is alive. He wants to meet us there. It's all good news now. When my wife has a particularly difficult week, she calls it the week that was. Well, Jesus' final week before Easter was the ultimate week that was. But let's not miss that knowing smile. As you know, T2G is about the two greatest commandments, that is, to love God and to love others. And today we look at the God who loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And it's confirmed at the empty tomb. I'm sure you've had experiences of being in a hard spot, a scary week, a week that was, but then you see it on the face of someone you love, someone you trust, someone who knows what's what and can do something about it. And there you see it, that knowing smile. Now, I have no way of proving it, of course, but after the week that was for Jesus, you remember the betrayal, the denial, the trial, the beatings, the mockings, the crucifixion, and death. I can't prove it, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if when Jesus' eyes popped open on Easter Sunday, I wouldn't be at all surprised if Jesus didn't have that knowing smile on His face. Max Lucado wrote, "It was Sunday morning after the Friday execution. The sky was dark. The disciples had scattered. Jesus was dead and buried. Yesterday's news, right? Wrong. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The angel said to the women, 'Don't be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He's risen, just as he said.'" Matthew 28:2-6. Lucado says, "Had such words never been spoken, the body of Jesus decayed into the dust in the borrowed tomb, you would never be reading these pages. But the words spoken were the resurrection that changed everything. Unshakable hope." That's a good word, isn't it, friends? He paints such a joyous, hopeful picture. There have been times in my life when the battle was raging, or I've seen it in others. It might be a sports battle when a player smiles at the pitcher knowing he's going to get the winning hit. It might be a political battle where the candidate already knows he's won the election. But there are times when you can relax now. You can enjoy the moment because the victory is already yours. Jesus must have felt that as he came to life again on Easter Sunday. Here's the great question. For a moment, would you imagine Jesus coming back to life on Easter? Would you picture his face? When you look at his face, what do you see? Let's pray this Easter prayer from David Close. "We worship you, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Your resurrection confirms your work of grace upon the cross and demands our celebration in the defeat of death in your rising. When we wonder in this life, if that is all there is, that death is simply the end, the grave gives us hope because the tomb is empty. When we're accused of being out of touch with reality, the empty tomb gives us hope. When we're filled with uncertainty and afraid of death, the empty tomb gives us hope. When the world scorns our faith and ridicules us and all that we hold dear, the empty tomb gives us hope. When our journey is hard and the way is strewn with sadness, the empty tomb gives us hope. We praise you that we can live in the knowledge that the power of the risen Christ, raised from the dead, is living in us. That same grace energy that raises us now will raise us forever. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we praise you, our risen Lord, for all eternity. Amen." I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1477. In the meantime, enjoy Resurrection Sunday, friends. This is truly a day of celebration and joy. And while you're going through your day, think about Jesus and that knowing smile. and maybe you'll have one too.